All right. Wish to extend the greetings to everyone in Jesus' precious name. Everyone that's tuned in, may the Lord bless you. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Lord, we just ask that you would fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom and understanding as we open your word. Lord, we just thank you for all again that you do. Lord, we thank you that we can know that our Redeemer liveth, Father, and on the earth again shall stand. Help us to truly understand that, Father, and strive to be what you would want us to be. Again, we thank you. Be with everyone, Lord, that this time that we can't be together. Lord, and we thank you for your watch and your care over us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I want to open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6 this morning. Verse 25. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. All right. I read that this morning, this passage. And I just want to encourage us to really listen and think about what he's saying here. You know, we're living in a time where stress and worry is all around us. It almost seems like nations, there's just a spiritual worry or stress that has just enveloped nations. We know that in the Bible it talks about that powers and principalities and rulers in spiritual places, that there's spirits that actually control areas. We've noticed this. You can just go into a town or something, and there's just a spiritual element there that's just different, and it'll be pretty uniform throughout the whole thing. And it seems like today that there is just this spirit of anxiousness and anxiety, stress, mental problems, it seems like is a curse to areas. Things that you've never heard about years ago in this country anyway, now are just the norm. And this is a spiritual problem. I mean, it's just where God's peace and God's grace does not rest on something, there is anxiousness, anxiety, and stress. And we just we look back in history and we see times where there were persecutions, or all around the world was just caught up in all kinds of things. And then we see a little group of people, the church, and they're just at rest and peace, being able to sing through the storm. That's one of the earmarks that the faithful church is. When you look back through history, you see all the anxiety and trouble in the world, and you see the little church, and it's just at peace and at rest. That's one of the trademarks of the church. And it's, I mean, you can look through the doctrines, you can look through all kinds of things, how people acted, but then you see this little group of people that's trusting and resting in the Lord. That song is saying, I know that my Redeemer liveth and on the earth shall stand. Whenever we truly know that our Redeemer lives, when we've realized that and we trust in that and we have faith in that and our heart is completely at rest, that our Redeemer lives. That is so simple and yet so profound at the same time. It's just so simple a thing to just truly be able to commit our lives to the Lord and just rest in that. And that just brings a peace that passes all understanding, that the world cannot understand and know. And I think that's one thing that it's so easy for us this time, during this time, or any time, but it's so easy for us to miss. As we were reading about this exhortation that Jesus brought out, it said, for this reason I say to you not to be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? It says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? Jesus just invites us to consider the birds. They're not worried about all of this stuff. And they don't sow, they don't reap, they just find, basically, what provides for them. And yet, they're not worried about it. And then Jesus asked the questions, are you not worth much more than they? We live in a time where there is hardly any worry about what we will eat or what we will drink, other than just choosing which to eat or which to drink. How many of us are actually worried about the clothes that we have? The big concern is which ones to wear, not that we might not have anything, absolutely, hardly anything at all to wear. So this exhortation is to people whose main concern was maybe not even having enough to eat. Maybe not even having anything to wear. And Jesus tells us, don't even be concerned about that. But we live in a time where we're so much further past being concerned about what we have. We live in a time where there's plenty of food, there's plenty of things to wear, and yet, where are we with worry? Where are we with stress? You see, our problems are not what we don't have. Our problems are what we do have. We spend so much of our time worried and full of stress and full of anxiousness, not about the basic needs of survival, but about the things that we possess and the things that we have, or the things that we want, or the things that we would like to have. There's a verse in Timothy that says godliness, and King James says godliness with contentment is great gain. And I think contentment and peace, if we were, like we mentioned about earlier, an earmark of the church, is peace amid all kinds of turmoil, peace amid all kinds of strife, all kinds of problems, being persecuted, and yet an element of peace and contentment. Today, we are absent of all of those things, a lot of those things, and yet contentment is so hard to find. Peace is so hard to find. If we would look at the elements, like what we were talking about, the earmarks of God's faithful church throughout history, and we see that peace and contentment. And yet, we live in a time when we have all that we need, everything is all around us. I mean, food, clothing, everything we could ever ask for. I mean, we live today, 150 years ago, for someone to eat ice cream, you would have to have been the highest king to have been able to afford that kind of luxury. Today we have homes where you push a button and can have perfectly controlled temperature. Just 5 minutes, have anything we want to eat in a microwave, or however, we have everything. But do we have peace? Do we have contentment? All of those things mean nothing if we don't have rest. If we don't have peace and we don't have contentment. We strive for so many things. We strive for things in our lives that, do they bring peace? Do they bring contentment? And yet we strive after them. We seek after them. We think that this rest and this peace and this contentment is just, if I can just get the next thing. That is like we've seen the picture of the man with the cart, sitting on a cart. He's got his horse out there and he's got a stick. And in front of the horse, or in front of the horse, the man holds the stick and it's got a string, it's got a carrot on the front of it. And he holds that way out there in front of the horse. So the horse sees that carrot and he just keeps walking forward so that he'll just try to get that carrot. And every time he takes a step towards the carrot, the buggy pulls the carrot another step in front of him. And so we talk about that, the stick and the carrot. That no matter how fast the horse goes, the carrot goes faster, or just the same speed in front of it. So it's continually one step away. Whether it's a slow step or a fast step, it's always the next step away. And we kind of laugh at that and kind of think, oh, that's kind of cute. You know, we see that stick and the carrot out there, and that silly horse just continually chasing after that carrot. And yet, it never gets it. And that's the way we order our lives most of the time. If I can just get this next thing accomplished, then I can be content. Then I can find peace. Then I can find rest. And so we take another step, and the carrot, just the carrot of contentment, is just ahead of us all the time. So if I can just get this goal accomplished, if I can just get this thing out of the way, then I can rest. Then I can find peace. And it is never going to happen. If you're looking for that one thing in your life that, oh, if that can just happen, then I can rest. Oh, if I can just get to there, then I can be at peace and I won't be so full of stress and I won't be so anxious. And so we chase after these things just like the Gentiles. Or it says, the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And just like the world, we go thinking that our contentment will happen as soon as I get this next thing out of the way. It may just be some chore that just can't quite finish. Some project that we've started, we just can't quite get done. Some goal that we would like, that we just can't quite get there. Well, if I can just get this all fixed up, then I'll be happy. Guess what? We get that fixed up. And there's something else always just kind of falls right into the place. Usually, right before we get the last thing done on this project, there's already another one looming up behind us. Because we're seeking to find our contentment in having everything in order in our lives. That's not how you find contentment. You find contentment right where you're at. Contentment comes from within. It comes from a rest and a trust in the Lord. A faith that comes from within. And we so easily think, well, okay, I've got the faith. Now I can just order my life the way. And we sit on this treadmill, this gerbil cage. We're just so busy looking for that contentment. And we just wear ourselves out, hoping to find it in the next thing. And it does not happen. Our rest, godliness with contentment, is great gain. Find our rest in the Lord. And then just go through whatever we go through. Whatever obstacle comes our way, have the contentment first, and then we can work through that obstacle. We're so easy to get things. We revert back the world, the world's ways. We have everything we need. We should be the most content people in the world. We should be the most peaceful people in the world, the most rested people in the world. And yet we're so occupied, so busy, trying to find that place of rest, that we never get there. Just like the gerbil going around in his cage, just striving for that rest and just wearing himself out trying to find it. Christ, in his talk here, yet why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They neither toil nor spin. You know how a bird or a lily lives? They live right now. They live in the moment. We're so caught up trying to get to that place of rest where we can just rest that we forget to rest. And we forget to enjoy things that are right here and right now. You know, we miss so much of just the things that are going on around us because we're so worried about tomorrow. There's a little song that, "One day at a time, Lord, teach us to live one day at a time." We're so far in the future with our plans and our hopes and our ambitions and our dreams that we're missing today. Today never happens because I'm so worried about what's going to be happening next week that I can't even live today. That's not the way to peace. That's not the way to the contentment that is the earmark, that is the foundation of a heart at rest that's trusting in the Lord. The cure, the heading here is the cure for anxiety. The cure for stress. We're not much different than the rest of the world when it comes to anxiety and stress. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The goal of our life, godliness with contentment, is great gain. If we would strive for contentment the way we strive for everything else, the world would recognize there's something different there. If we had that peace, we had that rest. You know, we're under a lot of pressure to perform. I just remember one time I was working at the tire shop and just working on truck tires, just hammering and prying and pushing and pulling, just sweating it. And a man came in and I was supposed to go with him to go do something else. And I was out there just beating on these tires, just sweat going everywhere, just all I had. And this guy came up and said, "Hurry every chance you get." I didn't have one more ounce of anything else I could put into this. And he said, "Hurry every chance you get." And he was all anxious, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." And I had to finish this before I could leave. And my first thought was wrapping a tire tool around his neck, but I didn't. And then I just thought, You know, that's just like Satan trying to push us past what we're actually capable of, putting an expectation upon ourselves that's higher than what's required. God only requires you to do your best. And if anybody comes along and tries to want more than your best, that is a tyrant. You know, if the tax collector wanted 110% more than what you made, that would be an absolute tyrant. So if you're doing your best, which most of us that are honest, we're just trying to do our best, we can be content with doing our best. And if we have to wait on somebody after we've done our best and somebody else fails, it's all right. We've done all that's required of us. I found rest. I found some peace in knowing that I was just doing the best that I could, no matter how anxious the guy that was waiting on me was. I was doing all I could. And I looked to the Lord and found peace just by doing what I was supposed to be doing. Now, there's a lot of people that take that and do about half of what they need to be doing and think that they can find comfort in that by giving only, you know, oh, I'm doing the best I can, or being a sloth, slothful, being lazy. And there's people that do that. But when you're doing all that you can, you're doing all that you can. And God is perfectly happy with you doing that. He knows. Some of our stress is trying to fulfill obligations that we have no business trying to fulfill. Just do what you're supposed to do. Trust in the Lord. Live moment by moment. The song goes. There's a lot of songs like that. Moment by moment. Day by day. They're all trying to tell us the same thing. We're so busy with tomorrow or the future that we aren't guaranteed that we miss today. We miss the moment. We can trust in the Lord right now. Do the best we can, and if we can't get it finished today, we can do it tomorrow, if the Lord tarries. If you've got food and raiment, be content. And the focus is being content. That is an earmark of a godly church. May the Lord add His blessings. And God's peace and rest be upon each and every one.
All creatures of God and King. Leave.